All right, a little bonus Stevie today coming in from the mid halftime break, we'll call it. Welcome back to Let's Get Local. So, I know we're pumping up this conference, but I am really excited about it. I was looking to have a guest on here this segment. We'll see if maybe she can still make it in, and we can talk to her about her amazing business before the end of the show. So I'll kind of shuffle the show order just a touch and wrap up on some conference ideas, but Megan alluded to it. I'm not a big self-promotion person. I like to promote, but I like to promote other people and what they're doing, not necessarily myself. But in spirit of the caregivers show that was on earlier and all of their self-care talk and what that means, it's probably good for me to do a little self-promotion here and tell people about what I'm about and then also what I'm bringing to this conference, the Aimed by Locals Leadership Conference on Tuesday, the 24th. So I have worked in communication and some, of course, marketing and other areas like that for about 20 years of my working career. Understand I'm aging myself here. But with that, I started out with a broadcast journalism degree. And in broadcast journalism, what that does for you is it allows you to take in all kinds of information, right? Because you're covering the news or stories that are happening out in the community. And I, you know, from sports to complicated government issues to environmental issues to human interest stories, all of these things, which is communicating with so many different types of people and utilizing so many different types of communication with them to try to understand the information. Some of it you're reading and deciphering that information, picking out the key points. Some of it you're listening to interviews and things people say and finding those key points that help tell the story, help communicate it in an effective and understandable level to everyone out in the community. That's the job. And I was trained by one of the most incredible broadcast professors I could have ever asked for, who created the program in Eau Claire, at UW Eau Claire, Henry Lippold. One of the most, he's in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. He touched so many lives. He was an incredible human being. He also had amazing energy and just love for the industry reporting. And he took it so seriously and instilled that in his students too, that it was so important that we maintained integrity, did our best. Anyway, so that was my, that was the seed that I grew from, you know? So I'm taking so many of those things as I've gone throughout my life and incorporated them into other jobs. But I'm also looking at how can that help people? Because I see across the board when I look at issues we have in our world and when I look at issues for so many of us in business, in life, personal life, in government, everywhere, so many of those issues are related to communication. So for me, I have been given information. I have grown with that information. I have life experiences, and I want to bring that information to share with people at the conference as well to help them and to also free them up. Because what I've seen, and actually the title of my bit of the program is gain freedom and success with core-based communication. So the reason I named my business At Your Core Communications is exactly that. That's what I've found. When I was comfortable enough to identify who I was and feeling comfortable to communicate that to other people, that freed me up from so many things that become challenging to us in our communication. And then the other key thing that it did was it helped lead to success, but also success that is long-term, that helps grow partnerships, and that helps, again, everyone that you're working with and you encounter by kind of solidifying that communication and allowing people to better understand each other, that's where we can get past some of the things that get in the way of finding our commonalities, of finding our common ground, and of coming together as humans. So that's a little teaser for things I'll be discussing and some nuggets I'll drop at the conference on Tuesday. Again, it's the first Dane by Local Leadership Conference, sponsored by Back to Basics. Back to Basics, the presenting sponsor. The event is going to be at Holy Wisdom Monastery, 10 a.m. to 2:15 p.m. Lunch included. Doors open at 9:30 for coffee and networking. Masks are required per the facility policy currently. We have other wonderful sponsors on here like CUNA Mutual Group, Easy Office Products, Holy Wisdom Monastery hosting the event, MG&E, a sponsor as well, and then My Business at Your Core Communications, a proud sponsor of this leadership conference on Tuesday. You can purchase tickets right at danebylocal.com. There is a virtual option for you if you cannot make it in person or prefer not to come in person. But I really encourage you to head to the website if you haven't looked into this yet to just see the individuals, leaders in our community, local leaders right here who are going to be bringing their perspective to this event and sharing that with everybody. It's going to be fantastic. Okay, we are going to head to a break. When we come back, we might get a chance to talk about Cosa Spa. But if we don't, then we'll do something else. We'll be back in a bit. Talk to you soon.